Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, this podcast. So yeah, you can find us everywhere. So today was, or is, January 2nd. It's a Thursday, and therefore at 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm on the Discord server. We did the weekly Tavern Chat hangout. It's a very, very good one today. A lot of good ideas came up. And I'm going to touch on one or two. And one is, and this may or may not apply to games that you're in, but why isn't everything, every house, every barn, every street corner, lit by magical lighting? And the reason why I asked this was it came up in game and we were talking, it came up in chat, and we were talking about it, and continual light is a second level magic user spell, which means third level magic users can cast it, right? If you were a third level magic user and you came across some hamlet that you hadn't been in, and you could spend 4 weeks casting continual light, maybe you charge as little as a gold piece. Families would be able to light up their home with no longer the fear of candles or a lantern causing a fire. Right? Think about it. The local pub, the local tavern has lighting. The street corner has lighting. Maybe instead of paying somebody to be a lantern lighter and lighting the lanterns on the street corners, you're hooding and unhooding a continual light globe or whatever it is that's cast on, because continual light can be cast on anything, right? So why don't we have continual light spells everywhere? It's a second level spell. Well, Bad Mike Badalato, North Texas RPG, also a Frog Gun Games, he said that in his world, there's a god of light, and they go around, the priests of this religion, they go around and they cast continual light wherever it's requested for donations. And then there's the god of darkness, whose people will come along, and in the middle of the night or in the day, they will cast a darkness spell to counteract that continual light. Okay. But a lot of campaigns don't have that. So, why is it? Can any of my listeners give me a reason? I mean, we play in worlds where a lot of times you can buy potions, you can buy scrolls, right? If you can buy potions and buy scrolls, and those take actual material costs to make, there's no material cost with a continual light spell. And again, potions, scrolls, what, 7th level to create them? Something like that, 6th? 3rd level. 3rd level. But then, we had another question come up. Why is it that dwarves and elves have such distrust for each other? Historically, right? Now we can go, well, it's built into the lore of Lord of the Rings and Middle-earth. I'm like, okay, sure. But why is it in your world that they don't get along? And by default, they don't, right? If you look at that chart, is it the Player's Handbook that has that chart? You see, I'm not really ever. I don't pre-write these podcasts, and sometimes they go off on tangents that even I don't even know or expect. Well, maybe the chart's in the DMG, because I don't see it here. But, oh, here we go. Racial preference table. Dwarves prefer dwarves, apparently. And the A, they means that they greet a race with antipathy, and elves and dwarves greet each other with antipathy. They do not like each other. As part of the 1E core rules. Why? Why? Was there, and in reality is, when usually when there's these events where two nations or two locations or two different ethnic backgrounds, when it's, there's usually some historical basis to it, and Elfin is lost to history. But could it be that there's a word in Elven that has different meaning when it's, or sounds like something in Dwarven? And maybe hundreds, if not thousands of years ago, there was a misunderstanding. Think about it. Somebody was joking that it was the gnome translating between the two sides that totally screwed things up. And that could be fun. Another thing is, how do you take into account adventurers as part of the economy, right? Because the adventurers come into town and they've got hundreds and thousands of gold pieces, yet they expect their beer for what? A copper? Two coppers? Maybe the wine for a silver, depending on how much they want. But they're expecting to be living large on the hog. My suggestion was, when they come into a tavern, especially one in like, it's like a gold rush town, like, you know, a dungeon was just found, as a mega dungeon, everybody's coming to adventure there. When they come into the tavern, they want to, like, you know, buy their beers. They're going to be asked, are you members? Members? Like, oh, yeah. Anybody who wasn't born in town has to get a membership. That's town ruling. Really? Yep. No alcohol unless you pay your membership. Now, what are you going to charge them? 5 gold? 10 gold? It's lifetime. It's a lifetime membership, not transferable. Because we don't expect you to live that long anyway. Therefore, the place gets their money up front for any possible, I don't know, destruction or other kind of trouble that party members are often getting into, no matter where they are and what the location is. But certainly a tavern is a great place for them to get into trouble. So, just some random thoughts. This is what you're missing out on. Right now, we've got close to 15 people. It's 11:10. I'm looking at it. This is lively conversation going on, both in the voice chat and the associated tavern chat text channel. And you're missing out on it. Really, it's a great time. And it's a great way to exchange ideas, learn some new stuff, think about new stuff. And we don't just talk gaming. We were talking Prohibition earlier, because Gwen Howson was talking about the Gangbusters game that's come out based upon the basic expert rules. So, yeah, good stuff, good stuff. So if you get a chance, I think we're going to keep it on Thursday nights going on. It gives us a day between us and the Frog Chat, which is on Tuesdays at 9 Eastern. And like I said, it's really lively. All right, folks, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. I hope your new year is a blessed one. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Oh, I think Saturday is going to be a special recorded live in a Manhattan bar with Joe the Lawyer and my wife, Rach. Fun times. All right, folks, as always, later, laters. Bye now.